やー、 You know, welcome, first of all, let me say hello. Welcome to Rondell's Unpopular Opinion. Welcome to the Patreon. They get this first in video form, followed by Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify for podcasters, Google Podcasts, everywhere with podcast stream. Major shout out to everybody who supports the platform. Happy April. We are in a new month, y'all. And, you know, things just keep seeming to get weirder and weirder. Now, I don't want to waste any time, but I want to come across... or come back across this post that I seen on the Jasmine brand, okay? And I'm gonna share this post with you so you can see this post. Because, you know, I just shook my head, y'all. And I was saying to myself, how exactly is this an exclusive when we kind of really heard this in the documentation? So this is Instagram, and I'm gonna move me out the way. We have here, they're saying that they have an exclusive that Christian Combs. So this is Kim Porter's son, okay? This is Kim Porter's son and Diddy's son. And they're saying that lawyer of victim accusing Diddy's son of sexual assault and drugging her says we have pics of my client's injuries. Now, I'm not going to read this here, right? What I am going to do is I'm going to go to the article from the Jasmine brand, and then I'm going to come back to the comments so y'all can see or hear what people were saying in the comments. And I definitely want to know your comments. And I'm actually going to do a poll on this. To be quite honest, I'm really kind of tired of speaking to this. I'm ready to see some more mugshots and get this ball rolling. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Now, this is the article from the Jasmine brand, okay? And they're stating here what they stated on Instagram, right? So I'm going to get down to what the article states. And they're claiming this is an exclusive where we have an alleged victim's attorney claiming Diddy is aware that his son Christian is accused of sexually assaulting and drugging women in a looming lawsuit. So now we got Christian being sued. But Christian was already being sued also in the Little Rod situation, right? So we're going to further go into this. And they're stating that the Jasmine brand exclusively reports that Diddy's legal team is prepping for another bombshell lawsuit. As we've been covering, Sean Diddy Combs, who's 54 years old, is currently fighting several sexual assault lawsuits. The recent $30 million lawsuit from producer Rodney Little Rod Jones ushered in multiple new claims, because remember, this lawsuit has been amended as of March. Okay, we went over that. Dropping off certain people like Ethiopia, who was the former CEO of Motown, and adding in Cuba Gooding Jr. and also some other allegations, right? But I digress. So they go on to state here that in multiple new claims against Diddy, including allegations his son, Justin, who's 30, helped recruit underage girls for the music mogul. Now, this was stated in Little Rod's lawsuit. Justin Combs has since denied those allegations via statement from his attorneys. All right, so Justin is basically denying that and stating that his attorney said Justin Combs category denies these absurd allegations. They are all lies. This is a clear example of a desperate person taking desperate measures in hopes of a payday. There will be legal consequences for all defamatory statements made about the Combs family. Defamatory, excuse me. Now, unfortunately, for the record, excuse me, y'all. It's been a long day. I just came from the gym and it's late when I'm recording this. Unfortunately, for the record, executive, another one of his children is purportedly about to be hit with serious allegations of his own. Now, earlier today, which is April the 2nd, a report surfaced that Christian King Combs, who's 26, just turned 26 the other day, will be named in a lawsuit that accuses him of sexually assaulting and drugging women. The alleged victim's attorney, Tyrone Blackburn, exclusively confirmed with us the lawsuit is real and Diddy is quote unquote aware of it. Let me sip my tea. Now, like I said before, Tyrone Blackburn is the same attorney that was supposedly representing these victims or alleged victims when it pertained to T.I. and Tiny. And he's based out of Brooklyn, New York. So, this is what Tyrone said to the Jasmine brand. I have provided Sean Combs' attorneys, Sean Holly and Jonathan Davis, with a photo of my client's injuries. All of this will be in the filing. We are finalizing it and it will be filed within the coming weeks. So they have another lawsuit. Where's Tiffany Red's lawsuit? Or was she bullshitting? Now, as you can see, Christian basically says stop with the cat on Instagram. He said this is a lie. Right? So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to Instagram and we're going to look at some of these comments. So as you can see, this is Instagram and you see Rico Love, his comment is on top. Now, Rico Love is a producer, if you didn't know. He has produced hits like Mr. Wrong for Mary J. Blige and Drake. Beyonce, Beautiful Nightmare. So whenever you hear Turn the Lights On, that's I Am Rico Love. I believe he also did There Goes My Baby with Usher. I believe that's him too. Okay. So he states, I hope you all can see exactly what's going on. Now, remember, a lot of people were silent here, right? In the industry. He's an industry dude. Another person here, right? As wealthy as and popular as these men are, you really think they would have to drug chicks? Like, let's be for real. Y'all believe anything. Somebody else said the apple doesn't fall too far. Okay? So, other people say anything can happen. Somebody else said throw the whole family away. Somebody else said check in on 112. The real Aisha Hall says, all cap, black wealth is under attack. Don't be gullible. So another person says, I'm curious as to how she could have photos of herself being drugged and raped. Listen, we're going to have to see what this lawsuit is going to state. Now, I don't know if she had markings on her body that they hit her or something. I don't know. Now, telltale question is this a money grab at this point? Everybody wants a piece of the pie. What I'm going to say is this, right? How much is this black wealth when we know how they got it? We know how they got it. We know they got handlers. We know they got bosses. We know they don't control their money. So is it really theirs? Is it really theirs? The answer is no. Do I believe everything to be a Snapple Apple fact? No. Do I believe the truth may have been stretched to the furthest of its elasticity? Yes. Okay. And I do believe that part of this is a money grab. It is. However, this is what happens when you live a lifestyle that puts you in a situation or potentially in a situation where this can happen to you. Plain and simple. A lot of things revert back to your lifestyle and how you live. Now, yes, anyone could basically make up anything and say anything. Right? However, if you do not engage with a certain type of people or crowd or indulge in certain things, there's more of a probability that you wouldn't even come up in no shit like this. Or land yourself in situations like this. So they have to take into account that the lifestyle that they choose to live has also landed them in this shithole that they're in, that they're not going to be able to get out of. This is bad. And I kind of really honestly seen this coming. I don't know how people didn't. I guess they didn't read the lawsuit in its entirety. But Justin and Christian were being sued, especially Justin. If I'm not mistaken, Justin was definitely one of the defendants in the last lawsuit with Little Rod. And you had Little Rod alleging that they were doing these things. So it's not far-fetched that now we have somebody else coming in with a civil lawsuit. Now we're hearing from Misha, Justin's mom. She's finally decided to speak out. We've been looking for her, asking where she is. She stated that the feds did just too much. You know? That this is just an attack. Same old, what a lot of people are saying. And now we have the Met Gala coming up. I think the Met Gala is usually in May. I'm going to say May. It could be in April, but I believe it to be in May. Usually I believe it's in May. And Diddy's obviously not going to be there. Just like it was no New Year's Eve party, because you know the Miami Mansion was used to throw New Year's Eve parties every year. So we know what goes on at these type of events, but we're just going to see how this continues to play out. There's honestly really not much more to say, but they have to understand that their lifestyle and way of being, things that we have seen in real time, have aided and embedded in destroying them in the court of public opinion. It just is what it is. It just is what it is. You're not going to see too many industry people speak out. You're not going to see that. They're going to sit back and sit on their hands. Just like how a lot of politicians on the left and the right sat on their hands, and a lot of people within upper echelon and elite, other billionaires and millionaires, sat on their hands when it came to Jeffrey Epstein, knowing that they were on that plane or on that island. They don't want to incriminate themselves, okay? But I'm going to tell y'all this. If people are going to compare this or say this is going to be synchronous to Jeffrey Epstein, then more than one person is definitely going to go down. More than one person is definitely going to go down. And this is going to be a slow burn, in my opinion. Definitely going to be a slow burn. And I believe that it is too late to rewrite his legacy. He's 54 years old. He has more years behind him than he does ahead of him when it comes to his career, when it comes to just life in general at this point. And it's too late for him to rewrite this. Way too late. This is a Chex Mix. A little of everything. A little truth, a little lie, a little finesse. We're going to see how this continues to play out. And we're going to see what was on them fucking devices. That's another thing too. Which they've probably been wiped clean already. But until we get some more mugshots, I'm done with this. Because we have literally heard the worst of the worst. What else are you going to tell us? That they eating babies? Organ harvesting? Drinking the blood of children? What are you going to tell us? Which we already done heard that with other folks, but we're not going to get into that. Had to sip my tea. You can't tell me anything to surprise me anymore. Maybe some other content creators may be surprised and gag and do content over it. Shout out to them. No shade. But when you've been speaking on this type of behavior for about 4 years now, nothing shocks you. Nothing. Do y'all believe that this chick is suing for a check and only that? I just find it funny how Tiny and T.I. had this same lawyer in this same type of situation. Drop down in the comments. I want to know what you think. If you're on Patreon, shout out to you for making it all the way to the end of this one. I love y'all. Y'all know this already. Y'all take care and y'all be well. All right, peace.